Hello, good evening, sir. Mr. Victor Rivera?
Yes, sir, I'm speaking.
Hey, sir, how you doing? I hope you're having a great afternoon. Look, my name is Joe. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. I'm doing a survey about issues facing here in Arizona and the nation. Can you spare me a couple of minutes? That's all I'm asking. There's no per- just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. The first question is, are you, yes, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latino.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, sir?
72.
What? 72?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you sounded very young, like about 22, 23, bro. Okay. Now, I'm serious, you did. I thought you were mine. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, or somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking now, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Once you get the Republicans out of the way, I'd be very satisfied.
Okay, but right now, how do you feel right now?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? You can use a number between 0 to 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
10. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
7.
What about reducing crime and gun violence?
That's 0.
0. Okay. Moving forward, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Moving forward, now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. I want you, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
75.
What about Joe Biden?
100.
What about Democrats in Congress?
About 80.
80. Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking your time. Now, I want you to read. I'm going to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
10. What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
And banning different tobacco products for adults?
5.
5? Okay. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
So do you oppose this or you support this?
I oppose it.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
So you support this?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving forward. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion about that.
Okay, moving forward. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important right now.
Okay, thank you, sir. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read two statements. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education. And prevention education.
That one.
That one, okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we're almost done here, man. Sir, I'm sorry. Now, I'd like you to read, I'm going to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you be very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat? What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Would you be very concerned or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Would you be very concerned or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Moving forward. Now I'm going to read you some of the statements some people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
I agree.
From 0 to 10, where 0 you do not agree at all, 10 you agree strongly. From 0, what number would you use?
0, you agree. 0,
You do not agree with this, what I just read, and 10, you strongly agree with what I just read.
0.
Now, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and help them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you agree with this or disagree with this? From 0 to 10.
10.
And America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you agree with this or disagree with this? From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, sir, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose this?
No. I oppose it.
You strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
You support it or oppose it?
I support it.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of whom to vote for?
It wouldn't have no impact.
Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco?
Nope. Don't smoke.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope. I don't drink.
Wine?
Nope.
Heat, not burned tobacco products?
Nope.
Coffee?
Nope. Don't drink coffee.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Nope.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Cigars?
Nope.
Beer?
Nope. Don't drink.
Now, we're almost done, Houston. We're at 95%. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last year?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Oh, wow. Great.
College.
Are you married? Unmarried with a partner, no. Single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single. Never married.
Wow. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Low income? And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Would that... Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Urban.
Urban? Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Nope.
Thank you. Okay, sir, Mr. Victor, this is concludes our survey. I want to thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Okay.
Be blessed, sir.
Who's the survey for?
It's called Arizona Opinion Survey. You can look it up on the website if you'd like, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Bye-bye.
All right, bye.